This is New York Times Radio News. I'm Anita Bonita. A cascading computer failure in the nation's air traffic control system caused severe flight delays and many cancellations along the East Coast. A computer system in Atlanta that processes pilots' flight plans and sends them to air traffic controllers failed late yesterday or early this morning. And, in response, the FAA rerouted the system's functions to another computer in Salt Lake City. That, too, overloaded, due to the increased volume of data magnifying the problem. The FAA could not immediately calculate the number of flight delays caused by the problem, which was made much worse by bad weather. He served as the nation's top military officer throughout the Iraq War, but Marine General Peter Pace is being pushed to the sidelines. The administration is instead looking to Navy Admiral Mike Mullen to take over as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says a confirmation hearing for Pace would have been a very contentious one. Israel has told Syrian leaders it's willing to give up the captured Golan Heights as part of a peace deal that would require Syria to distance itself from Iran's virulently anti-Israel campaign. The Israeli newspapers report Prime Minister Ehud Olmert recently sent messages to Syrian President Bashar Assad through German and Turkish diplomats, saying that Israel was open to direct peace negotiations and to give up the strategic plateau it seized in the 1967 Mideast War. The paper said Syria had not responded to the overture, quoting unidentified officials close to Olmert. Israel and Syria have held several rounds of peace talks in the past. The last attempt broke down in 2000 over the scope of a proposed Israeli withdrawal from the Golan, which Syrian artillery shelled before the 1967 war. President Bush signaled the United States will press ahead with a missile defense shield in Eastern Europe, despite Russia's heated objections. Poland's president expressed support for installing interceptor rockets in his country. An upset stomach crimped Mr. Bush's schedule on a busy day that took him from Germany to Poland and finally to Italy. The president stayed in bed and skipped morning sessions at the summit of world leaders in Germany, and he appeared subdued later after talks in Poland with President Lech Kaczynski. Tomorrow, Mr. Bush will meet for the first time with the Pope. Large anti-Bush demonstrations are planned in Rome. And, turning the tables on the United States, amid growing worries over dangerous Chinese products, Beijing said some health supplements and raisins imported from the U.S. failed to meet China's safety standards and have been returned or destroyed. From the New York Times, I'm Anita Bonita. Well, the mood was a little better on Wall Street today after 3 days of heavy losses. At midday, the key averages were holding on to slim gains and then finished on a high note. Coming into today's session, the Dow had lost 400 points in 3 days. Helping the tone was an easing in the yield of the 10-year Treasury note, which had shot up to as high as 5.25% overnight. The Dow up today 157 points at 13,424, the S&P up 16, NASDAQ up 32. From the New York Times, I'm Anita Bonita.